It's really lovely to see you all here today. I'm thrilled to be here as your host and facilitator for the festival's Edinburgh and Arts Council of England Talent Development Symposium number 2. Last year created a huge buzz of conversation, and we've listened to a lot of sort of feedback, and I hope today's conversation will continue but delve into some of the things that were raised last year. I know not all of you were here last year, but I hope you've had some of the synopses of the issues that came up. And if you haven't, they'll be found at the Amplify website, which I will tell you all about shortly. We've structured this conversation over 2 mornings, and the process is incremental. I know all of you won't be here, but your thoughts and experiences will be carried through the day, and I'll explain the process shortly. In a minute, I will introduce Ruth Little, who's our keynote speaker, to set the context for the discussion today, and then we'll have 6 Petra Kucha-style presentations about thought, action, and experience from a very different range of people. Then we'll have a brief pause for reflections, statements, questions directed to all of us about some of the issues that have been raised. And then we'll go into a World Cafe process, which I will explain when we get to that point. I'm also very thrilled that Andrea Miller, who's the head of factual for BBC Scotland, is going to be tracking the whole conversation over both days and will be doing the summary at the end of each day and giving her own particular slant, as she has a wide range of experience on talent in particular. And that's going to inform our ability to take this material further into policy and action. I will explain the World Cafe process a little bit later, but I know I've already given some of you blue spots, which means that you will be the table host, and essentially that just means that you'll hold the conversation at your table while everybody gets a chance to move around at least once. And just some of the assumptions of a World Cafe process, which I think are part of this whole conversation, is that the intelligence that we want is in this room. As Faith already said, everybody here has already, it's an invited selection process to come here today. Everybody here is bringing their own intelligence into the room. And what we want to do is connect ideas, really listen in order to understand and see some of the patterns that are developing, and really run it as a process of appreciative inquiry, if you like. The event is being amplified by Amplified. You'll see the hashtag for tweeters up on the screens. A lot of the conversations will be documented and tracked live, and will be posted up onto the website at www.amplified11.com. And for those of you who want Wi-Fi access, the Wi-Fi details are written onto your table, and it's the press office username, and the password is farwest11, but you'll see that on your table. My mobile number, and you might want to scribble this on your table, is 07957 860723, and I'm open to questions. Yes, I will. 07957 860723, and I'll repeat it again later. But please feel free to text me questions, not just today during the process today, but later on if there's any reflections, things that you think about later. I'll send out an update later in the day, just to sort of pull it all together, because we'll be refining the questions for tomorrow's session. And you'll see on your tables there's lots of post-it notes. We've got paper up around the walls. You've got felt tip pens. The paper on the table is for writing on. Feel free to write down notes, insights, doodles, connections during the course of the presentations, and also when you're in your conversations. Some of the issues that came up last year were about the importance of quality time and space for artists, the importance of critical feedback, the place of festivals and the role of festivals in developing talent. And over the the next 2 days, what I'm hoping to come up with is a manifesto of the values and actions that place the best of our people at the heart of a wider culture. And I suppose it's important to say that the background to this is that the majority of people here are working in the performing arts, although there will be reflections from other art forms and other disciplines, and in fact other disciplines beyond the arts. There's a lot of experience here in the room, sociologists, therapists, and all sorts of other kind of experiences here. As Faith said, we're in the middle of the Edinburgh Festivals. There's a fantastic range of work, energy and passion out there, and much to be hopeful about. And if you were at the Creative Scotland event last night, a real sense of buzz, of cross-disciplinary buzz, of people meeting, and a real sense that both the strategies for the Arts Council of England and Creative Scotland are intelligent and value-driven. But we have to know that the context that we are all operating in, whether funding bodies, organisations, or even at an individual level, are deeply complex, hugely uncertain, and as we've experienced in the UK in recent months and weeks, filled with values, disconnections and actions that are undermining the fabric of our institutions and communities. And I suppose I feel that we all have a really significant role to play in rising to the occasion and raising our game, which is what talent is about, and responding better to the wider ecology and ensuring at the same time that we retain the integrity of the values of the processes of our artists, their work, and the stewards of their work at this particular time. We have an amazing group of people here in the room, fantastic group of speakers. I know you're all here at an extremely busy time of year, but I hope you enjoy the conversation and feel that you are able to contribute to it. I have put some provocations of some of the questions we'll be addressing. There are four overarching questions to do with gatekeepers and talent spotters. How do we open the gates and support our talent spotters? Who are they? Artists. What do artists and the stewards of artists need to keep going from good to great and put trust and community and connection and humanity, uncertainty and change into the mix of our ecology? What does a commitment to talent development mean at an organisational level? Does it change the way we have to think about our organisations? What disciplines, what roles is that going to mean? And then the wider environment, how do we empower our talent and our sector to respond and be part of what's happening in the wider world? So I'm looking forward to delving into those issues with you today. But now it's my great honour to introduce you to Ruth Little, who will come up and set the context from her perspective. I first met Ruth probably at least over 10 years ago when she was in charge of the literary departments at the Young Vic and at the Royal Court, where she did an incredible job for two extraordinary institutions. And then she was involved in a talk at the Gerwood Studio at Sadler's Wells, which is a professional development project to get choreographers to move into large-scale work. And I missed that talk, but I went straight afterwards to meet some of the choreographers, and I've never seen such a sort of sense of energy. This woman's amazing. What she's talking about really speaks to me and really made them think about what they were doing. And since then, she's gone on to work with Akram Khan, who, again, amazing artist, and with Kate Farewell, doing a project, a three-year project, up around the Scottish Highlands, working with talented artists across disciplines and with scientists. Last year, at the symposium, her name was raised in the plenary at least three times, leading one person to stand up and say, "Who is this Ruth Little woman? I need to meet her." So it's my great pleasure to welcome her to the stage.